The kangaroo is deemed as one of Australia's national icons. In fact, our own airline sports the emblem on its tail. Our money holds its emblem, and tourists from all over the world visit Australia in the hope of seeing one in the wild. However, to some Australians, it's a different story. Some look upon the humble kangaroo as a pest, one which should be exterminated from our land, a land it has inhabited since before white man settled here. Every night, around 10,000 kangaroos are killed along with their joeys, and their meat, skin, and fur is turned into a commercial market. Recently, hundreds of kangaroos were massacred because they had the misfortune to be living near a naval transmission site. Joining us now is the coordinator of the National Kangaroo Protection Coalition and president of the Wildlife Protection Association of Australia, Mr. Pat O'Brien. Why is the kangaroo so maligned and deemed a pest?
Well, I think it's had three or four generations of really poor propaganda against it, you know, coming from rural people. You know, part of the strategy that the kangaroo industry developed was to try and demonise it so that people would hate it. They've done similar things with dingoes. And I guess that's what it is. It's just 100 or so years of bad propaganda against the kangaroos. It's a shame, but that's what happened.
We're also led to believe that Australia is overrun by them. Is this the case?
No, absolutely not. It was. There were certainly quite a few kangaroos around, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But that's no longer the case. The population, according to government figures, and they're the best we've got, populations are really down, lowest they've ever been. And there's plenty of areas in Australia where they are down below the estimated extinction rate. So it's not a good situation for kangaroos. There's not that many of them around.
It seems ironic that on one hand, the kangaroo is glorified as our Australian icon, and then on the other hand, it's killed for commercial products. Do you see this as a bit of a problem?
Oh, it's terrible. It really is. It's just really sad that that's the way it's happened. And it's happened, of course, to suit a few people who are involved in the kangaroo industry. It's a tragedy because, you know, the kangaroo is the second most well-known tourism icon in the world after the Statue of Liberty. So it's got a huge potential to bring tourists to Australia. But, you know, that attitude that we love it but we kill it, that doesn't make any sense at all.
So is the industry well managed when it comes to overseeing the kill quota and how it's undertaken?
Well, first of all, the industry is really poorly managed, and, you know, I've proved that many times. We've currently got a court case in the Administrative Appeals Tribunal where we've demonstrated that it is very poorly managed. There are very few resources put into managing the industry. It's closed off from the community. In New South Wales, for instance, all the animal welfare people were kicked off the consultation committee. In Queensland, they haven't had a meeting for 3 years. In Western Australia, the consultation process is non-existent as it is in South Australia. So, you know, apart from being really poorly managed, there's no community consultation whatsoever.
And I believe also, too, that there's quite a high percentage of female kangaroos that are killed, and I would imagine that this would impact in future populations.
We did a survey through some of the chiller boxes in New South Wales and Queensland last year, and we found that 70 to 80% of the animals in the chiller boxes were females. Now, some of the kangaroo experts have said previously that anything over a 50% kill of females is a recipe for extinction, and yet now we're killing 70 to 80% of them. So there's no doubt whatsoever that kangaroos are in a lot of trouble.
One's led to believe that kangaroo meat is a healthy alternative. Now, this may be so, but one would have to question the way that it's killed and preserved on site.
Well, it's not a healthy alternative. It's certainly not a healthy alternative. Even if the meat was processed properly, which it's not, even if the meat was processed to the standards that beef is processed in export slaughterhouses, it still wouldn't be a healthy product to eat because of worms and other issues. And then disease that's unidentifiable in many cases. But on top of all that, there's also the issue of very unhygienic processing. You know, these animals are killed in the middle of the night, in the heat and the dust of the Australian outback. They're hung on a vehicle. They're driven around through the paddock in the dust and so on. Eventually, sometime after daylight, they get put into a chiller box somewhere out west, but they may remain in that chiller box for 2 weeks or more with fluctuating temperatures, and every time the door is open to put more kangaroos in, the temperature goes up through the roof. Many of these chiller boxes are old containers that don't have the ability to maintain adequate temperatures in any case. So, you know, anybody that says it's hygienic, it's good to eat, it's healthy, they're just living in a dream world.